Hey everyone, welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia, your guide through the world of smart, ethical, and forward-looking investing. Today we're diving into a topic that challenges old-school assumptions and opens doors to a whole new segment of ethical finance. Can commodity investing be green? For decades, ESG investing, that's environmental, social, and governance, and commodities trading were treated like oil and water. One focused on sustainability and values. The other, raw extraction, high carbon footprints, and environmental controversy. But in 2025, that wall is starting to crack. So if you're someone who wants to invest responsibly, but you're also curious about gold, carbon credits, lithium, or even oil, stick around. Because I'm going to walk you through exactly how ESG and commodities are converging, and how you can get in the game without compromising your ethics. What are commodities and why should you care? Let's lay the foundation. Commodities are raw, physical assets, oil, gold, copper, wheat, natural gas, the stuff that fuels and feeds the world. They're traded globally, often through futures contracts, ETFs, or directly via spot markets. For beginners wondering how to invest in commodities, here's the crux. You need to understand supply and demand trends, geopolitical influences, and how futures and options markets function. And yeah, historically, when people thought commodities, they thought fossil fuels and deforestation. But here's the shift. Not all commodities are dirty. In fact, some are central to a cleaner, greener world. Take copper and aluminum, for example. They're essential for solar power systems, electric vehicle wiring, and infrastructure for renewable energy grids. So the real question becomes, how do we as investors separate the sustainable from the destructive? ESG investing, the 60-second primer. ESG, environmental, social, and governance, isn't just a buzzword anymore. It's a serious framework that evaluates how a company or asset affects the world beyond the balance sheet. In places like Europe, ESG investing isn't niche, it's mainstream. Regulatory bodies are pushing transparency. Retail investors are demanding responsibility. ESG breaks down like this. Environmental. Is the company a good steward of nature? Social. How does it treat workers, communities, and customers? Governance. Is it run ethically with strong oversight? Traditionally, ESG portfolios focused on equities and bonds. But now, alternative assets like real estate, infrastructure, and yes, commodities are entering the picture. Green commodities, what are they and why they matter? Let's talk about green commodities, assets that don't just avoid harm, but actively support the transition to a sustainable world. Here are four standouts you should know about. 1. Carbon credits. Carbon trading is growing fast, especially in the EU. These credits represent the right to emit a ton of CO2. When companies cut emissions, they can sell excess credits and investors can buy in. It's a market that's scaling up, driven by tighter climate regulations. There are ETFs and futures tied to these credits. And yes, they're speculative, but also a clear way to support decarbonization. 2. Renewable energy commodities. Think lithium, cobalt, and rare earth metals. These aren't just obscure names. They're the lifeblood of EV batteries, wind turbines, and energy storage tech. The demand is off the charts. But ESG-conscious investors need to dig deeper because mining practices can be shady. Look for operations that align with human rights and environmental standards. 3. Sustainable agriculture. From organic soybeans to fair trade coffee, agricultural commodities can also align with ESG. These products reduce pesticide use, improve soil health, and support smallholder farmers. While niche, sustainable AG is on the rise. Consumers want traceability. Investors want impact. 4. Water and timber. Two overlooked ESG-linked resources. Water rights are becoming investable as scarcity increases. And sustainably managed forests, certified by the FSC, offer timber returns and carbon storage potential. What about traditional commodities like oil and gold? Let's not dodge the hard questions. Oil and ESG? It's complicated. Purists stay away. But some investors argue for engagement, funding carbon capture, pressuring for methane reductions, or backing oil companies making real green transitions. If you're just starting and want to explore oil trading for beginners, look at companies that are investing in renewables and publishing transparent sustainability reports. And gold versus stocks, which is better from an ESG angle? Gold can be ethical if it's mined responsibly. Check for certifications like the Responsible Gold Mining Principles. Some ETFs even avoid sourcing from conflict zones and prioritize recycled gold. It's not perfect, but it's doable. How to invest in commodities with an ESG strategy? Let's get tactical. Step 1, look into green ETFs. Start simple. There are funds focused on clean energy, sustainable agriculture, even carbon credits. Look up the iShares Global Clean Energy ETF or the CraneShares Global Carbon ETF. Step 2, use ESG rating tools. Platforms like MSCI, Refinitiv, and Sustainalytics rate companies and funds based on environmental and social performance. Avoid greenwashing and back your values with data. Step 3, learn about futures and options. These tools are key in commodity markets. If you're new, brush up on futures options basics. ESG investing isn't always passive. Sometimes it requires bold, active strategies. Step 4, stay educated. Subscribe to trustworthy podcasts. I personally recommend the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. They make commodity investing explained simple, especially if you're new to the space. Step 5, use beginner-friendly trading platforms that support ethical choices. I recommend crystalballmarkets.com. It's designed for clarity, with tools that make it easier to trade green commodities and explore alternative investments 2025 and beyond. Step 6, consider impact funds. These are more activist in nature. They use shareholder power to push for better ESG practices. It's a way to invest and influence at the same time. Busting commodity myths. Let's break a few myths, shall we? Myth 1, commodities can't be ESG. False. Green commodities are real and gaining traction fast. Myth 2, it's too complex. Nope. With beginner guides, trading platforms like crystalballmarkets.com and podcasts like this one or theirs, the learning curve is more manageable than ever. Search for a commodity trading podcast or even a REIT investing podcast and build your base. Myth 3, ESG kills performance. Actually, ESG-aligned commodities often outperform during global transitions and crises. Think about it, green materials are where the future is headed. Myth 4, ESG means lower returns. No, ESG-conscious portfolios can offer resilience, stability, and yes, long-term alpha. The future of ESG and commodities. Here's the bottom line. Commodity markets are evolving fast. Blockchain is enabling better traceability. Governments are pushing disclosure. Investors are demanding accountability. If you want to future-proof your portfolio and stay aligned with your ethics, learning about ESG and commodities is no longer optional. It's essential. Ready to take the next step? If you're ready to dive in, I highly recommend checking out Crystal Ball Markets. They've got an intuitive, ESG-conscious platform perfect for beginners. And don't forget to subscribe to their Crystal Ball Markets podcast. It's one of the most digestible ways to stay up to speed on everything from commodity investing explained simple to emerging market insights. That's it for today's episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I hope this gave you clarity, tools, and inspiration to rethink what ethical investing can look like in the world of commodities. Remember, the question isn't can commodity investing be green? It's are you ready to invest accordingly? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sophia. Until next time, trade smart, invest with purpose, and stay curious.